In 2005, Lonnie Bruerman and Liz Owens, co-chairs of the museum project, thought it would be a good idea to bring a children's museum to Jacksonville similar to the one in Wilmington. They were teaching kindergarten and first grade before they retired. During their tenure as teachers, they made frequent trips with their students to the Children's Museum of Wilmington. The downside of that, the hour-long drive to and from 8 into the school day. As Liz Owens began her research into creating a local children's museum, she took into account demographic information which sealed her faith in the project.
Jacksonville is one of the youngest cities in the United States with an average of age of 25.7. There are 70,000 children in the region age 1 to 8 years.
A feasibility study was conducted, and as part of their research, Bruerman and Owens held a forum with community leaders. They also visited 20 children's museums in the United States. In 2007, the group received a 501c3 status as a nonprofit. A year later, the board of directors was established, which includes a diverse cross-section of community leaders.
We have a large group of retired teachers, and we have a doctor, we have a retired general, we have some business people in the community on our board, and we just have some young mothers.
In 2009, a countywide contest was carried out as Onslow students were tasked to come up with a name for the new children's museum. The winning name was Zing Zum, submitted by a kindergarten student from Swansboro Elementary.
Amazing. The Zing comes from amazing. And then she took the Z and put in front of museum. So it's Zing Zum, the end of museum.
Plans are for the Zing Zum Children's Museum to open early next year at the old Fire Station 2 in North Woods. Owen says the museum will feature 7 exhibits, each representing a different part of the imagination.
We will have a construction area where the children can build with Legos or different kinds of blocks, but all, of course, very safe. An animal care center. We have a vet in town that, and he says he wants to have an animal care center in there. Discovery center would be geared more to science so that the children can do simple little experiments with science.
There will also be a performing arts space and rooms dedicated to heroes, toddlers, and visual arts. Water activities will also be part of the new Children's Museum in Jacksonville.
We will have a grocery store because a lot of children are taken to the grocery store by their moms or dads. Now the children will take their moms and dads to the grocery stores. Or we will have a restaurant, again, letting the children be the ones to go in there and serve their parents.
Owen says they have raised over $100,000 for the museum, but still need $400,000 more, and they are raising the funds in a variety of ways.
We are selling tiles. We sell tiles on our website that will be permanently displayed in the museum. And these tiles you can put on there in memory of, or in honor of, or in thanksgiving for your children, your grandchildren.
The organization has also done a Zing Zum Run, a family fun run for the past 2 years to raise money. And this fall, the Zing Zum Children's Museum will start their capital campaign. Besides raising money for the museum, they also want to make people aware of the fact that they are opening a children's museum by participating in community events such as Oktoberfest, the Children's Exchange Event, and Festival of Trees.
We've gone to things out on base, and some things we can sell or have games and activities for children to do. Other places, it's just for an awareness.
The organization has also hosted 6 leadership awareness breakfasts where they explain their vision for the museum.
We explained to them about what we had been doing, what our plans were, and they were very receptive. And we're now going to have some in people's homes and invite people to come and hear again about our museum.
Owen says the Zing Zum Children's Museum should be up and running by mid-2015. For more information about the new Children's Museum plan for Jacksonville, visit their website, zingzumm.com. I'm Michael Peterson.